Welcome to day 9 of Podmas. So today's episode, I'm recording a day before because I just need to get ahead. because I'm finding that I'm struggling to keep up a little bit. But I'm really enjoying it. I hope you are too. Yesterday I was talking about why I live in Brighton, and I was really interested to see why people live in the places that they live. It was pretty cool. Nice to get to know everybody a bit more. Today, I'm just tidying up, by the way, so all the clattering is because just tidying up after a day of solo parenting, which actually was so much fun. I don't know about you, but I find that the more I dread something, the easier it is. Which is not to say that you should, therefore, dread everything so that it's better than you expect, but it always seems to be the case for me that it's much easier when I tread it. It's quite terrible, isn't it? So, today's prompt is 3 things you don't know about me. Now, this is going to be pretty difficult for me because I basically tell everybody everything. I'm not an oversharer because I don't really like using that word. It sort of suggests that you should, I just find it a bit problematic, but I do share more than the average, probably. So, that being said, there are some things that I keep back to myself, and I'm going to share them with you now. So, so therefore, you'll know them, and then I'll have nothing to share anymore. 1, my husband is 5 years younger than me. We met at Disney, where I was working as a merchandiser, and he was applying for a role as an allocator, which is like a merchandise assistant. And I did not like him at all. He had come for an assessment day, which is just where a bunch of graduates come and they have all these stupid tasks. It's a bit apprentice like, but it's nice because it's Disney. And I got my job at Disney on an assessment day, so yeah. Oh, what was I gonna say? I've lost my train of thought. So that's how we met. And I really didn't like him. I found him really irritating. We'll say he was 21 years old. I certainly didn't fancy him, that's for sure. And then we didn't get together. He got the job anyway, by the way. And then we didn't get together until a couple of years later when I had left the company, but we still have mutual friends. And yeah, went out one night, got drunk. The rest is history. That's one thing you don't know about me. He is 5 years younger. So when we got together, I was 28 and he was 23. Another thing you don't know about me. I did ballet from the age of 2 until the age of 24. 24? Yeah, 24. Yeah, I did ballet for a really long time. I'm not a good dancer though, but I am quite flexible. That's probably it though, really. Actually, I don't even think the ballet taught me flexibility. I do remember going to gym and ballet, you know, when you just do all the extracurricular activities when you're younger. And I was like the least flexible gymnast. And my ballet teacher really didn't like how gym had affected my form, my posture. So I stopped doing gym, which I'm sure was a blessing for my mum. So she didn't have to drive me around lots of different places. And that leads me to 3. Something you may not know about me is that I can't drive a car. Can't do it. I took a test when I was 17, failed it, then moved to London and just never needed to drive. I actually find the prospect of driving terrifying. I hated learning to drive. I found it really, really traumatic. I really didn't enjoy it. I found it really terrifying. But now I sort of think maybe I should learn. I don't know. I I think I would be more helpful if I learned to drive, but I also just I hate it. And now I can sort of use the excuse that actually it's not very eco of me to learn to drive, because I shouldn't really be adding another car to the planet. But in London it was never a problem, and I just didn't even think, even remotely think about driving. None of my friends had, even if they could drive, they didn't have cars. My husband was one of the rarities, because he has to drive for work. But coming down to Brighton, everybody drives. And Brighton's really, really small. People will drive like 10 minutes up the road. Also, they stop in the middle of the road and just put their hazards on, just to like nip in somewhere. It's mad. It's completely mad. And also drive over zebra crossings. That's what I've noticed a lot. It's really weird. Ollie says they're terrible drivers. So that's something you might not know about me. I would love to hear the three things that I don't know about you. Make them as deep or as not deep, shallow, I suppose, as you like. And I'll see you tomorrow.